Hello, I'm Glenn Gibson from the Greater Shepparton Police Station. Thanks for joining us on the weekly police segment on 1FM 98.5 each Friday. Enjoy this update on everything policing in the Golden Valley.
I think we got the idea that it is the police segment. Time for our weekly police segment. And to talk to us this morning is Acting Inspector Damien Keegan. Good morning, Damien.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, listeners. How are we?
Pretty good. It's Friday after all.
That's right. End of another week, so...
So, big news in your sphere is the launch of the Neighbourhood Policing Framework, which sounds, I don't know, a big title. But what does it really mean?
Look, it does sound like a big title, but really it's about getting back to the very basics of police work, and that is getting back to actually listening, talking with our community, individuals, stakeholders, in relation to what really is concerning them with safety, what makes them feel unsafe within the community, and then addressing that and then closing that loop and giving the information back of what we've done. So, what we sort of talk about is just that, getting back to the basics of how of policing, where, getting out there and actually in the first instance and being that preventive and speaking to the community and actually just finding out what really is their concern so that we can address that concern, we do it or whether we engage other stakeholders and community groups to assist us with those more complex issues.
I was reading that it's about finding out from the people, as you say, rather than looking at statistics. But obviously, a lot of what people might fear is a perceived threat or a perceived concern. But surely the statistics actually, reflect actual crime.
Yeah, well, look, and the statistics do reflect actual crime. But really, we want to get back to if that's reflecting on actual crime that it's happened. This is about finding out what is causing or maybe stemming at that underlying before the actually crime happens. What are those things that are that we can do to rectify those safety concerns? And every community is different. So throughout every police service area, so there's 54 police service areas across Victoria Police, and what might be different to, say, the concerns of the community at Shepparton, just as down the road at the Tura, the community there might just have slightly different concerns. Or then if we go over to Mansfield, which does fall in our area, again, different community, different safety concerns. So we can actually, rather than address from a statistical over a whole area, really drill down to those little pockets within our communities to ensure that they feel comfortable and feel safe.
Fair enough. Last week we talked to some of your members who are on their way to the Alternative Farming Expo in Seymour. I guess that would have been a good opportunity to have some of those conversations.
Yes, look, it was. There was a good turnout of people there, a lot of inquiries in relation to the farm crime. Again, it identified, we had our firearms officers down there, our farm crime, our preventive crime prevention members, and just listening to and getting information for illegal deer hunting, suspect vehicles, and just all those different little things that we don't normally hear about because of, farmers don't come in all the time into the station. So it gave us an idea and a better understanding of what's actually happening at the various areas, and hopefully from there we can actually put some more effort into those areas to help them feel safe and address some of their concerns.
We always end up talking about road safety on this segment because it's one of those issues that never goes away. But I was hearing in the news earlier that I think we have recorded the lowest fatality numbers ever in Victoria.
We have, but unfortunately within our area or in our division, our numbers are actually slightly up on last year. So our serious injury collision numbers are down, injury numbers are down, but unfortunately in our local area, and this is more the rural areas as well, is that our fatals are actually up. But overall, yes, down, but Unfortunately, regional areas are up. And unfortunately, the statistics are leaning towards, because we always think it's with unfamiliar roads, people travelling into the area, but our statistics are currently looking at that it's local people on local roads, which is a concern for us, whether that's just through to complacency, people thinking that they know their local roads. It's something that we really got to just be aware of and make sure that when we do get behind the wheel that we are right, and even though we think the road's familiar, that we do pay attention.
I think there was a fatal crash just last weekend on the Shepparton Euroa Road south of Union Road, and that was a 19-year-old Shepparton woman. I don't know if you know what happened with that, Damien, but the iWatch post on Facebook says a 25-year-old man was located at the scene and taken to hospital under police guard, and the exact circumstances surrounding the crash were yet to be determined. Have any charges resulted from that, do you know?
Not as yet as with that one. So that one's been handled by our major collision investigation unit. The young male that survived the crash was the driver of the crash. So my understanding for last brief was that he was still in hospital in Melbourne. And in due course, major collision will then speak to him work towards the causation of that crash. But again, single vehicle, local road, local people.
Yep. Now, I see there is
a concern.
Obviously, yes, and someone's lost their life, which is horribly tragic. And reverberations.
And such a young life, too.
Reverberations obviously continue right out with that, from emergency services to families and friends and schools and all sorts of ripple effects. So you've got a safe plate day at Riverside Plaza, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah, so those that want the safe screws on, by all means, get out there and get the safe plates on. And that's just another way of preventing yourself from becoming a victim of a crime. We're still, unfortunately, having plates taken from vehicles and being used for other illegal activities. So the safe screws are always a good idea to protect yourself, and that's just a small preventive measure that you can do. So by all means, please go out and support that.
So Safe Plate Day at Riverside Plaza tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And I believe it's just in the car park there behind the Coles Express service station. Anything else you need to let us know about, Damien? I mean, you'd be probably involved in some of the music festivals this weekend.
Yeah, so the music festival this weekend, we've put on some additional resourcing, so hopefully, and look, it's good to get back into having some of these in-face concerts and everything like that from what we've done for the last couple of years. But again, just that message, make the most of it, but do it safely, enjoyable, and respectful to one another, so we can all enjoy. Moving forward from the last couple of rough years that we've had. So,
absolutely. Absolutely. All right, let's keep everyone safe over the weekend and beyond. And thank you very much for your time this morning. And we look forward to catching up with another police member, or if not yourself, you're most welcome to come back next week. Acting Inspector Damien Keegan of Shepparton Police Station. Thanks very much, Damien.
No problem. Thanks, Terry.
Do you run a business here in the Goulburn-Murray region? Are you looking to realistically grow your customer base? If you answered yes to these two questions, then there's something that you need to know. Right here on the station that you're listening to, 1FM, we offer the region's most price competitive and effective radio advertising packages available. Get the message? That's okay. Thousands of others did too. Inquire today on 5831 3131.
SDP Tax have been your trusted local accounting firm and have been proudly helping people just like you across the Goulburn Valley and beyond for over two decades. Are you happy with your accountant? Are you certain that you are receiving maximum tax reductions? Call SDP Tax on 1300 346 829 and start a conversation today. SDP offer a maximum deduction guarantee. That's right, SDP guarantee that they'll find you the greatest deductions possible. With no upfront fee charged, what are you waiting for? Call today. There is no business too small. Call 1300 346 829. 82829 or visit www.sdptax.com.
1FM sponsor.
The new 2022 Samsung TV range is almost here. So now is the time to contact Jason's TV and pre-order your new Samsung TV. Whether it's a 32-inch for the bedroom or a big 65-inch for watching the footy, the new Samsung range is the quality option for all TV viewing. Easy-to-use smart TV functions are built into all models. And with Jason's TV delivery, setup and handwritten instructions, everyone will get the most out of their new TV. Pre-order now. Jason's TV, 0403 688 666.
The hunt is over. The Cheesecake Shop Shepparton is open on Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday and Easter Monday. Visit cheesecake.com.au for trading hours.
We all go crazy over cake at the Cheesecake Shop. Yeah.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
And that was the Weekly Police segment on 1FM 98.5. Thanks for listening, as always.